Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
So creepy in there.
It's super weird.
We just want to go back to exactly where we were, and I want to have another proper look at that pool.
Kind of digging through your bag. It's an opal.
Dicky, what the hell?
It's moving, don't you think?
Should we wake up Dicky?
Yeah, he'll kill us if we don't bring him.
Yeah, still.
Once everyone's gone, Eric will return. Gesture for the coast is clear, let's head on up.
Where, like, I thought I heard something, and I thought it was coming from Brianna, but then apparently it wasn't coming from Brianna.
Kind of shine the light on the opal. It begins to kind of take on that same quality where it looks like the colours are jumping all around inside of
Rihanna!
Hey!
Hollow Town.
Hollow Town? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Jono? You're bleeding.
What?
This is where it happened. The big lighting flash thing that happened here.
Do you see anything on the walls or on the floor?
Kind of scanning. But then you see kind of like, looks like two eyes.
In the wall?
Yeah.
Or just like in the distance?
It's in the wall, like it's like carved or something.
So he like stops a light on these two eyes, and again it's that thing where he's kind of shocked into silence almost, squints a little
bit. And you wouldn't have seen it except for one of the eyes as you were scanning the torch on. It's got a tiny bit of quartz in the wall. Embedded in the center of this iris that catches the light as you glance off of it with the torch. So you go back, and there you see it. One eye, two eyes, one with this purpley blue quartz center.
He's like, I see something. And he quickly bustles over and like goes right up to it. Like keeps the light shined onto it and goes like right up to it, right up close.
Kind of like looking into it.
Yeah.
Your head starts to go like, feel like all flushed. Like, feel hot. And you get this headache. And like, one of your eyes just feels like it's somewhere else.
Can I see anything out of it?
You see a globe with mother of pearl. You see a glass being poured. Some brown liquid from a crystal decanter. And then you just hit with this huge headache as if, like, I don't know, you've just been smacked in the middle of the temples.
He, like, gives out a cry, and he just, like, sits bum down on the ground and just, like, lets out a yell and just, like, grabs his head and the torch goes to the ground as well.
Dicky, what's happening?
What's your grit again,
My Dicky? Grit is a
D8. A D8? Just try and compose yourself. I need you to beat a 3.
Oh, explosion, yeah. Just for posterity, 13.
Okay, yeah. And before you know it, the headache's kind of subsided.
And he's going to quickly snap his eyes back up. Are the eyes still there?
They are, but...
Dickie, what's happening? We're all squeezed in here.
There's some eyes here. They're like eyes in the wall. And I went up to it and I saw things.
Can we move into one of the other chambers?
Push ahead. Tell us once we get into the area.
He's like, don't go near that thing. And you
can't see it.
You'll see it. And he just kind of slowly walks off, taking his eyes off it at the last second,
mm-hmm.
taking them towards the antechamber that's nearby.
Yeah, the one with the big stalagmites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming out, rather. Up, down, whatever. So you kind of get into that chamber. You tell them what you saw.
Yeah, tell them about the globe you said.
Yeah.
Mother of Pearl.
Yeah.
And he talked about like some sort of big crystal goblet glass thing that was... It's like pouring... It wasn't like wine. It was like brown and icky. And it was pouring something.
Like booze? I'm not just saying that because I'm drunk, all right?
It's not like anything I've seen you drink.
Like a crystal glass and a crystal jug.
It was just brown.
Did it have like a weird topper?
I don't know. It was just brown.
Okay.
Just brown liquid.
You just saw that all of a sudden?
Like I was looking at those two eyes and then one of my eyes was like seeing... something else, and then I saw those things, and then my head started to hurt a lot.
Okay.
Eyes in the wall?
That's fucked up. A globe?
This is like as far as we got as well.
That was where she went missing, I think.
Okay.
She didn't say anything. She didn't make any noise. She didn't say that she saw any sort of eyes, or there was just that big flashing light, which didn't happen that time.
And what else did she say?
Who?
Brianna, you said she said something, or you heard something, a name?
She said...
I heard Huey.
Huey.
I heard Huey.
Do
right, you heard it too, right?
Do I remember what she said to me? Because Sean can't remember, which means that potentially Ellen can't remember.
Well, you heard a few different... which could have been echoes or it could have been something
That's
else.
That's right.
It was Lee?
She said that she heard something.
Yeah.
And then when I said... She said that...
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? And then when I said what, she said what? As if she didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah. It's as if she hadn't said, did you hear that?
Mm.
Yeah. So, like, which means that there was also something that had her voice, which means that maybe the voice that we heard before wasn't her, but someone pretending to be her.
Hang on. Let's see if we can get it again.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Is that my voice?
Hello? Hello? Down?
Down? Well, it doesn't echo.
You don't hear anything.
That's worse. It's so much worse.
Do you want to say anything else?
Hollow?
Town.
Hollow town.
You don't hear anything. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Just kind of like pushing at her blouse pocket. She pulls out the opal. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. It's hot. It's hot. What? It's like boiling hot. It's like, I don't know. It's like a coal. Does anyone feel that?
I don't want to touch it.
Just put it down. Put it down.
Okay. She just kind of puts it on the ground.
Was that when I said that?
Yeah.
Are you a friend?
A friend. Friend.
Are you an enemy?
Enemy.
Do you need help?
Help.
Do you want to hurt us?
Hurt.
Where are you?
Down. I think. Does that mean we have to go down?
We're in this stalagmite room.
Yeah.
Are there any, other than the way we came in, are there any
passages
leading off this room?
Not that you can see.
Okay.
No. Which is why Deanne was so immediately kind of like, oh,
she must have gone back.
Yeah.
But she said that there were passageways that were blocked off.
There are deeper parts that are not tourist friendly.
Yeah.
Did we see any of those places or we don't know where they are?
You don't know where they are and they're not really accessible.
Mm.
you would kind of need to do a lot of caving.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah? I'm open to ideas. I don't know what to do next.
Eric will tug at Jono's like sleeve.
Like, yeah. Yes, mate.
We could go in the water again.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What did you say you felt when you were in there?
So it was like I was bumping up against all this stuff. Even though it's like smooth bottomed that lake, it was like I was bumping into all these stalagmites. And then it was like the water itself was like multicolored, like ink, like it was, I didn't know which way up was. And then I felt something slither on me and I grabbed it in my hand. And then when I came out, it was gone. I know that sounds weird, but like,
what part of this isn't
this
weird?
Cave is talking to us, so.
Well, we need to go back there then.
Okay, I mean, you saw the ribbon in there, so.
Into the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go. I'll go back in. I've been in once.
You're bleeding. I'll go. Plus, you got a first aid kit, so if I, like, get sick or whatever, you can help.
Look, all right, yeah, I don't think I should get water in it.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably very gross water, too.
Who knows what's in it? It's been down here forever.
Yeah.
A billion years, whatever it is.
Make our way back to the,
yep.
the lake.
Yeah, so you kind of squeeze back through the passageway.
Can we look at, can I?
You look at the eyes?
The eyes on the way through?
I can point out to where they are to you.
Yeah, see them. Or you see like a scratching in the wall.
But it doesn't look like a pair of eyes or anything.
Looks like one eye.
Okay.
But the quartz one is gone.
Oh God, is it in my face?
Check your bag.
It's embedded in your face, Sean.
Okay. Well, we'll go back into the ever shifting cave and back to the lake.
Yes. So you make your way back to the lake.
This time I'm gonna carefully lower Eric in from the ledge so he doesn't have to like
dive in.
Slip off or anything, like dunk himself in.
Yeah. So
Eric will take off his singlet and put his tape deck. With, I think he'll give it to Jessica and be like, can you keep this safe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
I don't know. I just, like, she picks up the opal. Like, I feel like this is important.
Do you want me to have it?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's lucky.
Sorry it hurt you.
No. It wasn't like, I'm not, she like lifts her hand. I'm not burnt or anything. It was just really hot all of a sudden.
Okay.
Like, not burning, but yeah. It's just.
When we said that, those words though, right?
What words?
Well, I don't want to say it again.
You can say it out of character.
Hollow Town.
Kind of starts to. It's like, okay, it's like kind of warm-ish.
Did it, when I said it?
Yeah. I don't know, but maybe that's just could have been holding it. I don't know, honestly. It wasn't like the first time.
Okay, get ready to, like, put it down.
Yeah.
Hollow Town.
Kind of, like, rocks to one side.
She does, or the rock?
No, the opal.
It, like, moves
in her hand on its own.
Yeah.
What was that other word? That other H word?
Hello?
No. Huey.
Now, Jono.
Yes?
You're a pretty gritty character.
That's my max stat, yeah.
Yeah. I just want you to, you can either take half of your die, but you would still need 3 adversity tokens.
I only have 2 saved up, so.
This is planned. You could have someone help you.
Yeah.
Or you can
roll. What am
I
trying to
it.
Do here?
You just feel some kind of reaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the name Huey?
Yes.
And it's like a horrible, icky
It's not
reaction.
Pleasant. Okay. And you're just trying to kind of. Like, you know, let it pass.
I'll have to roll for it because I don't have the 2.
It is. Someone could help you out.
Has anyone got tokens to spend on me?
I do.
Yeah. I do have tokens, but we can see what it is first.
Oh, look, I got the 10. that was the same.
Much of the same.
So to get to 13, I need my 2 adversity tokens and someone else. So I guess you just see Jono, like, after you say the word Huey, he's like, just looks really, like, goes really pale for a second. What do you do?
So, because he's got, like, a visceral reaction, doesn't he? So, Dickie is going to, like, look at him and is just going to, like, almost uncharacteristically for Dickie, is just going to, like, put a hand on his shoulder to be like, this is weird shit.
Yeah, thanks,
but
man.
But it's okay.
That name just... Oh, my God. It just made me feel so fucking weird.
That's so weird. I mean...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Did anyone else feel anything? No?
Nah.
Okay.
Did the opal do anything?
Is it because I touched the water?
I don't know.
Maybe. Hard to say. You kind of brush your nose.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of blood.
Oh, this isn't good.
Okay.
What the fuck are we doing?
Well, Eric said he was going to go in that water. Do you still want to do that, Eric?
Do we still want to find this girl?
I guess
Brianna!
So. Brianna. Okay, Eric, be safe. My roof rack ties. Why don't you tie that around your waist and then if something happens, we can like haul you in.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm
that
not
makes
here
sense.
To fuck around. I don't want anything else to happen to any of us.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. And she like kind of gives you the opal as well, Eric. And just kind of like closes her hand around it and just be like, just don't be fucking stupid, okay?
I don't know the meaning of the word.
Literally.
Very funny. Okay. All right, we ready?
Yeah, let's...
Lower him down.
Eric gets a little nervous as he gets kind of close to the water visibly, but also like sees everyone looking at him. He's like, uh-oh, I have to do this thing.
Mm.
We're doing science.
Yay.
Yeah. Try putting the opal in the water.
Yeah.
Putting yourself in the water.
So Eric gets in to the water.
So you kind of lower yourself down by holding onto the ledge and then come the point where it's, you know, it's drop or go back up.
I help lower him down.
Yeah. Your friends kind of slowly lower you. Your feet are submerged in the water. Your knees, your legs, your chest. And then you kind of... Do you swim out or do you just go immediately under?
How big is this thing?
The lake?
Yeah.
Hard to say. It's like twice the size of...
The studio?
Yeah.
So like a large garage... A two-car garage.
A two-car car garage size.
Yeah.
Car hole.
Yeah.
Car hole. A two-car hole.
But the thing is, because it's so clear, you also don't know how deep it is.
Yeah,
you can see completely to the bottom. But
the refraction makes it hard to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you just kind of drop in?
Yep.
Yeah. So you disappear under the top. Oh. All you can kind of see is... It's like the water. It's crystal clear around you.
Is there enough light?
Because we're pointing the torch.
There's not
down
so
at you.
Much light.
It's only like a very small handheld
but
torch.
But it's
so.
Definitely not that inkiness that was described to you. Yeah, it's dark, but it's just water. So you kind of swim forward.
Swim around.
Have you got the opal on you?
Yeah.
It's in the water and it's not doing anything.
I think Dickie would have said, like, look for somewhere to go. Like, is there, like, an opening or is there another space to crawl through? Like, is there anywhere to go under there?
So you kind of swim forward. Your friends are holding onto the rope. You see, as you're almost, like, froggy paddling through the center, you just see down into the floor and there's, like... Another, it's like a cluster of shining rocks. They kind of match your opal. The opal in your pocket gets very hot, very warm.
He'll take it out. And
yeah. and it's just kind of glowing, piercing almost. And it cracks.
Oh.
Your hand.
I'm going to throw it as much as I can underwater to like throw
the cluster.
With the cluster. I'll be like, be with your friends.
You see this.
I'm just doing everything by intuition.
Yeah.
What? I didn't. Got nothing else.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. It's a good decision. It's what I would have done.
It moves almost too fast for you to see, but whoa. Something slithers out.
I thought fucking so.
Something that's gleaming red and blue and green and yellow, and it kind of disappears and shoots around you underwater, zipping around.
It's like an egg? It was like an egg?
And that, what color, the thing that went around you was like black and blue, wasn't it?
It was hard to say. It was very
did we know?
Chaotic.
You don't know.
I don't know. It was just, I felt it more than saw it. Yeah.
The red ribbon is alive.
But you see it zipping around the water.
We can all see it as well, going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this kind of like, this happy, like, noise fills you. It's almost like the happiness you get from listening to music without the sound, the vibration, the sensation, as you're kind of suspended in this water and it comes sliding back to you. This literally electric eel. And it just kind of coils around your wrist.
Not okay.
What are you doing?
Eric is going to be like... Hey, buddy.
I knew as soon as he started smiling, I'm like, he's going to say, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
He's going to get in
underwater?
In his head, he'll be like,
yeah.
I think he's floating.
He's floating and it goes, has the head, the universal like head, like bob of like, yeah, this is cool. Yeah.
This is like the opening of that alien movie.
Shape of Water?
That wasn't very good.
Shape of Water? No, was a good movie.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. It's got Adrian
alien?
Brody in it.
Yeah, the one that was the alien prequel that wasn't.
Oh, Covenant?
Prometheus.
Where they're like, oh, look, it's a cute snake. Yeah. Hello, cute snake.
As you kind of nod at it, it just, you feel this warm sensation, but it's not uncomfortable. It wasn't the sudden hotness.
Yeah.
It's just, it spreads from where it's coiled around your wrist through your arms, through your chest, and you are floating, but you feel light, and you kind of, your eyes kind of roll back in your head.
What?
Oh, shit.
And suddenly, you're not seeing the water anymore. You don't see this creature. You see a red ribbon kind of disappearing, almost fracturing. And turning into nothingness, you see a big crack in the middle of something, rocks, dirt. You see red and you hear and the thing around your wrist just kind of burrows for a sense of comfort, for a sense of safety. It's freaking out. You hear, you feel a sharp thudding pain in your sides, in your chest, in your head. And then you're back and you need air.
Up I go. So his head wasn't above water then? Because that's what I was asking.
You were swimming underneath.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was floating on the surface.
So he couldn't have said, hey, buddy, because it would have been underwater.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he comes to the surface.
Yeah.
Has he still got the creature on him?
He does.
Although,
wait, maybe, it's the creature.
Maybe a trick of the light. Kind of looks like a red ribbon around your wrist.
You going to swim back over to us?
Yeah, I will be like, when I come up for air, I'll tug on the thing
yeah,
that's around
you
my,
yeah,
my
yeah.
waist and be like...
They yeah. reel you back up.
What's going on? Because this and Dickie would not look over the ledge.
Yeah. You saw something?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that it? The red ribbon?
Yeah.
Well, you found it?
That wasn't a ribbon before. Wasn't it something swimming in the water?
Yeah.
Why does it feel heavy?
I don't know.
If it's a ribbon.
Well, it was a snake or an eel before.
Okay.
So Dickie has a look at it. Is it? Does it look like Brianna's ribbon? Does it look like what was in her hand?
It's hard to tell. Your eyes are playing tricks on you.
It's 2 a.m.
it's later.
Later.
This is more like
3 or 4.
3 a.m.
Oh, Should we get the fuck out of here?
I think it's time to call it a night.
Yeah.
So, holding on to your ribbon, it's just very precious to you, Eric. Jono, clutching your chest.
Yeah.
Wiping your nose.
Yeah.
Dickie.
When my nose is bleeding, my fear is coming out.
Yeah.
Like big time right now.
You're shaking.
Yeah. This is having a bad time. So I wouldn't explain to you what it is that I saw from the ledge because I'm just too freaking out. Right now.
Okay. All right. I think we just need to go home.
Yeah.
Or we need to sleep this off. I don't know if we're going to get any more answers, but maybe we can just figure out what we're going to do tomorrow. Get some sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man, I school in a few hours.
It's summer holidays.
I thought it was just one public holiday.
No. It's January 26th.
It's a public holiday, but it's still school holidays for kids. It just means that people who work at the mine.
They got a day off too.
It's a holiday for the adults.
Yeah.
Right.
These kids are on holidays for until what, February? I don't
Feb 3rd.
Yeah. Feb 5th. Something like that. Yeah.
There's no...
I like the idea that
Dickie
doesn't...
you are too tired.
No, Dickie,
okay.
Dickie would know. He's got a brains of 20. He wouldn't make that mistake.
Yeah,
he's
I thought it was
idiot.
More
that's
just true, like he was so like tired that he's like,
I got school
tomorrow.
I would say that he wouldn't make that mistake.
Yeah, fair enough.
No worries. Okay, should we...
Yeah, let's meet tomorrow, okay? I'll see if a neighbour will watch Izzy or something and we can talk, okay?
Okay.
Let's meet first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's in like 3 hours.
Well, then we meet then.
Okay.
I mean, we can have a bit of a lie-in, I guess, but...
Yeah, okay, just like not late. I want to...
Yeah, okay.
I want to talk about what happened, okay? Just, yeah, I need to go home.
You guys are kind of on our way. Maybe we'll ride past... Oh. Let's say we meet back here at the beach tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. By the Red Rock.
By the Red Rock. Okay. I'll drop you guys home.
It's all right.
You don't need a lift?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, Dickie, let's go home. Jono, do you need a lift?
Yeah. Take me home, please.
Okay.
It's my head.
Let me just... No?
My nose won't stop bleeding.
Let me just... she kind of like, you know, digs around in your own first aid kit.
Yeah.
Gets a bandage. Just don't pinch it, okay? Just, right. Just let it bleed out.
I heard you have to tilt your head back.
No. Just let it bleed out, okay?
Oh, okay. Right, sorry.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
And Eric just starts walking.
Yeah.
and he's not walking to town.
Yeah. Just runs off into a distance.
You got a kind of Forrest Gump in the running section of the film energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big old beard.
Yeah.
So you kids turn in for what will probably be a restless...
Sleepless sleep.
Yeah. I'll check that Izzy's all right and Dad's all right.
Yeah.
Like, she's probably curled up with Dad already.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'll just crash out. Yeah.
Eric is going to fall asleep on the beach. That's where they're meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
That's where he has to be. Beach is warm.
It is. And after what you've seen tonight, maybe it's the safest place in Warrawirin, because who knows what could happen, where, and who
who's got Who's got the red piece of
you
cloth?
Do.
You okay. do. It's still on your wrist,
it's,
isn't it?
Yeah, you're keeping it. It makes you feel comforted or
All right.
strong.
Eric will wander down to the beach.
Pick a spot. The dunes.
Curl up against the red ribbon and fall asleep.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll2Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/Roll2Cast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.